Jessica, we're starting off Alamogordo now talking about a very important deadline for voters for those who want to participate in June's primary.
Correct. So today is the deadline to register to vote or to change your party. So something to keep in mind is that New Mexico is a same-day voter state, which means you can register to vote or vote absentee on the same day, but you can't change your political party when you show up or mail in your ballot for that primary election. Now, Otero County Clerk Robin Holmes reminds people that they can come into the clerk's office to do that, and that they are really pushing, amid COVID-19, the option of mail-in ballots. There's an application for that. So if you're interested in that process, please sign up today.
So what has the county clerk in Otero County done to ensure voters that they can participate in a safe voting environment should they decide to be a poll worker or should they decide to vote in person? What has the county clerk said?
Well, Otero County Clerk Robin Holmes said that those who decide to come into the open polling locations have various options. Now, poll workers will be practicing social distancing and everything they can to keep themselves healthy. That includes using personal protective equipment or PPE. The polling locations, which are open to the public, will have lines on the floor indicating safe distances to stand for those who are coming in. And personal protective equipment will be available to those coming to the polling locations for their use as well as they vote. Now, the clerk does remind people that if you want to keep yourself healthy, if you want to reduce risk to yourself and to the poll workers, to simply do a mail-in ballot.
Now, if folks want to mail in their ballot, we should go over again, I guess, that they need to fill out the application to have an absentee ballot sent to them.
Correct. So they'll need to make sure that their address is up to date and that they have an idea of what party and where they're registered to vote.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for that update. Obviously, it's an important day for voters in New Mexico. Now, I want to move on and talk about a recent rally held in Alamogordo to reopen the economy. What can you share?
Correct. So on Saturday, some Alamogordo and Otero County residents gathered in Otero County to do what they call a rally. There was a line of cars, some on horseback, and the main motivation was to make a very visual presentation to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and the legislators in Santa Fe that they are truly interested in reopening those small businesses which were closed or whose operations were limited during the COVID-19 restrictions. Now, Otero County joins a lot of other counties around the state in asking the governor to lift those restrictions, some of which she did over the weekend. This particular rally was organized by former Otero County Commissioner Al Hernandez. He was really, really concerned about the impact that it had on local businesses who are operating and offering services within Otero County, saying that some of them may not survive. They just can't come back to life even after the restrictions are lifted.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.